We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Oh, boy. It should not surprise any of us that they're quote-unquote at it again. But once again, the media has decided to weigh in with all of their wisdom, unquote, and try and enlighten us on the coronavirus. This time, however, they've decided to explain, they're trying to fool us again, and trying to explain in their infinite wisdom all of the ways that the Earth is trying to and has been trying to communicate to us, and that the coronavirus is just yet another way that the Earth has been trying to warn us, and we just have failed to listen.
From goats in a deserted town in Wales to lions lounging on a road in South Africa, nature seems to be saying, we can get along fine without you.
We all need nature a lot more than nature needs us.
Perhaps more than ever, this Earth Day is a reminder of how much there is out there to cherish.
Oh, yeah, of course. Wouldn't you know it? Joining us now is Jeff Dickens, Deputy Research Director for the Media Research Center. Jeff, it's hard for me to actually do interviews like this seriously anymore because these people are just so freaking crazy. Thank you for joining us again, my friend.
Thanks for having me on.
Seriously, Jeff, I mean, lives have been lost, businesses have been shuttered, and apparently the left has decided there's a silver lining in all of this, and it's a cure for climate change. I mean, what is up with this?
It was staggering. I was just watching it happen, like, starting from March, and then all the way through this month, and of course, when there was Earth Day in April, they went nuts. They have this one track mind the climate is we have to stop it. And then, so in the midst of this pandemic, when, you know, people's, you know, lives are at risk, you know, and, you know, businesses are being completely closed, some being closed forever. And I was just like, this is, they found a quote unquote silver lining that, oh, well, nature was coming back. Look at the Venice Canal. It's like, you can see a jellyfish. You know, to me, it's the Venice Canal now.
The Himalayas are visible again. Oh, joy.
Yeah. Never mind. It's like people can't feed their kids because they don't have any work. And they're worried about spreading this virus around. I couldn't believe it.
Well, some of this stuff's just crazy. The chief environmental affairs correspondent, Ann Thompson, on NBC's Today show on April 18th said, here in New York and in many other cities around the world, even underneath the mask, if you take a deep breath, you can tell the air is cleaner and clearer. One of the unintended consequences of the shutdown. And then here's the beauty of it. Humans were always the real virus. I mean, oh my God. Come on, lady. Seriously?
Yeah. So we did a list here. Newsbusters, there's 14 of them. This is just the worst of the collection. There were more. But yeah, time to celebrate. Earth can get along fine without humans. This is what they always do. It's just like, oh, hey, we found the cure for pollution. Just get rid of people. Well, or just get rid of industry and jobs. Like,
and you admire some of these folks. I mean, Jane Goodall, she's the primatologist. You can't help but admire what she did for primates. But, I'll just let this one stand for itself. Here she is with host Christian Amanpour. Oh, my goodness. This is a real head scratcher here. Listen to this one.
Yes, tell me about how COVID is going to, I don't know, is it going to work out? Could it have a silver lining in terms of how we figure out our place, we humans, in the natural world, what we've done to potentially disrupt the natural world? Where do you think this could lead?
Well, the thing is that we brought this on ourselves. A pandemic like this has been predicted.
Sorry,
we've had epidemics galore. And it's because we have disrespected the natural world and the animals who live there. And we cut down forests, animals are pushed closer together. Some of them are pushed to crop raid and things in the
near. Okay, so according to Jane Goodall, it's the coronavirus, it has nothing to do with the fact that it was a virus that got out of a lab in Wuhan, China. No, it's because we cut down trees in the jungles, apparently.
No, I know. It's they really just have this one-track mind of wanting us to go back to almost like, I guess, our agricultural days. I don't know. You know, we just all lived on farms and there were no roads. I mean, I think Al Gore said, like, you know, one of the worst inventions was the car engine.
Right.
So this is the future they want for us, I guess. Because one of the stereotypes against conservatives is like, well, we just hate them. Look, we all love animals. We all want clean water. But, this idea that we have to get it all done in 12 years or the earth is going to die, and never mind, you know, your ability to feed your kids with your job if it gets in the way.
Right.
It's just the absurdity of it. Like, oh, hey, this disease, this pandemic that hit the whole world, it's like, it's telling us something.
Apparently.
This is the solution.
Yes. Well,
what?
And another genius, Michael Moore, and now I find myself once again, because recently, in a previous episode, I was on the air here endorsing Michael Moore's recent film. But here he had to chime in a couple weeks ago. He came on and said that the pandemic is Mother Nature's revenge for climate change deniers. I mean, this is the kind of lunacy. The best one has to be, however, this one takes the cake. This was a correspondent, John Wetherman, Wethermoyne, or I can't pronounce his last name. Anyway, he's on CBS's 60 Minutes coming on. This was just here this last month and came on. You're going to love this one. This one's priceless.
The real reckoning of our age, maybe of our lifetimes, is not only whether we will prevail over the virus. It's whether our respect for science and our collective will, so muscular during the crisis, will prevail when we reboot and rebuild. Looking back, Mother Earth was starting to clear her throat and make herself heard. Australian bushfires were ravaging the continent. Earth had registered errors since records began. Icebergs and glaciers melted, popsicles in the sun. Maybe the biggest decision of all, now that the planet has essentially hissed, I will not be ignored, how do we confront the climate emergency?
Apparently, Mother Earth has hissed, and the coronavirus is her message to the world. I just don't know what to say to this stuff. Help me. Jeff, tell me that there's sanity out there somewhere, please.
If you're looking for it from the big three networks or CNN or MSNBC, you're not going to find much of it. That's where we got all these quotes from, and of course Hollywood left and Michael Moore. You're not gonna find it.
Well, as always, Jeff, you guys at the Media Research Center and Newsbusters are always the best. That's the place I find this stuff. And I encourage my listeners, if they're ever wanting this stuff, it's newsbusters.org. That's where they can find the best links to the Media Research Center and you guys. That's where they go, correct? Newsbusters.org?
Correct. Correct. Newsbusters.org.
Jeff, I appreciate you joining me this evening, brother. Thank you again. Thanks for exposing this stuff. If we didn't have you guys, we would be in trouble, brother. Thank you.
Much appreciated. Thanks.
Folks, want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news and weather while cleaning the kitchen, working around the house. Tell Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. It's the best way for you to stay informed on KNSS. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Stick around. We'll be back right after this.
You better stay away when the pushers come to shove.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.